By general consensus, Sonny was the second most important man on board. Some considered him more important than the captain. His official status as ship's steward barely hinted at Sonny Gilbert's role aboard Goliath. He was Mr. Fix-It par excellence, able to cope equally well with human and technical problems, at least on the general housekeeping level. The crankiest of cleaning robots started to behave when he was in the vicinity, and lovesick young scientists of all genders were more likely to confide in him than in the ship doc psych program. Rumors had reached Captain Singh that Sonny had a remarkable collection of sex aids, real and virtual. But there were some things that a wise commander preferred not to know. The fact that, by any standard of measurement, Sonny had the lowest intelligence quotient of anyone aboard ship was completely unimportant. His efficiency, good nature, and sheer kindness were all that mattered. When a famous visiting cosmologist, in a fit of pique, called him a moron, Captain Singh had given the man a tongue-lashing and told him to apologize. When he refused to do so, he was sent home by the next shuttle, despite vigorous protests from Earth. Though this was an exceptional case, there was always a certain tension between Goliath's crew and the scientific passengers. It was usually quite good-natured and took the form of wisecracks and, sometimes, practical jokes. But when there were unusual challenges, everyone cooperated wholeheartedly, quite regardless of their official duties. Since David kept an unsleeping eye on all Goliath's operating systems, no round-the-clock watch was necessary. During the day, both the A and B crews were awake, though only one was on duty. Then the whole ship closed down for 8 hours. Should an emergency occur, David could react more swiftly than any human. Indeed, if there was any situation that even he could not handle, it would probably be kinder to leave both crews sleeping for the few remaining seconds of their lives. Ship's day began at 0600 Universal Time, but because the galley was too small to accommodate everyone, the crew that was first on duty had priority at the 0630 breakfast. B crew ate at 0700, and the scientist passengers had to wait until 0730. However, as snacks were available at any time from the automat, no one ever had to suffer the pangs of hunger. Promptly at 0800, Captain Singh gave a summary of the day's program and reported any important news. Then the A crew dispersed for duty, the scientists went to their labs and consoles, and the B crew disappeared into their small but luxurious cubicles to catch up on the overnight news videocasts, plug into the ship's information and entertainment systems, do some studying, and otherwise occupy themselves until the switchover at 1400 hours.